Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates world's tallest railway arch bridge in Jammu and Kashmir. Says youth of the Union Territory made up their mind to give befitting reply to terrorism. Prime Minister Modi to attend G7 summit in Kananaskis receives invitation from his Canadian counterpart. RBI cuts repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5%, slashes cash reserve ratio by 100 basis points. Markets rally after RBI's rate cut announcement. Bangladesh's interim leader Muhammad Yunus announces elections next year. And in French Open tennis, Carlos Alcaraz enters men's singles final beating Lorenzo Musetti. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated today mark a turning point in development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister today launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chinab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge in Katra, Udhampur Srinagar Baramulla Rail Line Project, two Vande Bharat trains and foundation stone laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail line project is a symbol of a new, empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
Kashmir se Kanyakumari, ye ab railway network ke liye bhi hakikat ban gaya hai. Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramula, ye rail line project, ye sirf naam nahi hai, ye Jammu Kashmir ke naye samarth ki pehchan hai.
Prime Minister Modi also said that India will not bow to terrorism, adding that unfortunately our neighbouring country is against humanity and even against the livelihood of the poor. He said the youth of Jammu and Kashmir have now made up their mind to give a befitting reply to terrorism. Mr. Modi said Pakistan attacked both Insaniyat and Kashmiriyat in Pahalgam, targeting the tourism sector that provides livelihood to many Kashmiri families.
ठीक एक महीने पहले पाकिस्तान के आतंकियों पर कयामत बरसी थी अब पाकिस्तान कभी भी ऑपरेशन सिंदूर का नाम सुनेगा तो उसे अपनी शर्मनाक शिकस्त याद आएगी पाकिस्तानी फौज आतंकियों ने बरसों की मेहनत से उन्होंने आतंकी जो इमारतें बनाई थी कुछ ही मिनटों में खंडहर में बदल गई है.
Recognizing the hardship faced by over 2,000 families affected by shelling, the Prime Minister also announced additional financial aid for families whose homes were damaged due to cross-border shelling.
जिन लोगों की cross-border firing में मृत्यु हुई है, उनके परिवार के सदस्य को नियुक्ति पत्र सौंपे गए हैं. Shelling से प्रभावित परिवारों को आर्थिक मदद दी गई थी. जिन घरों में बहुत ज्यादा नुकसान हुआ है, उन्हें अब 2 लाख रुपए और जो घर आंशिक रूप से क्षतिग्रस्त हुए उन्हें 1 लाख रुपए की सहायता अतिरिक्त दी जाएगी.
More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with school children who were on board Katra Srinagar Vande Bharat Express. Sharing her experience with Akashwani News, Winnie Call, a student of class 10th, said that the Prime Minister has brought changes in Jammu and Kashmir through development.
My name is Winnie Call and I am a DPS Katra. I want to first of all thank the Pradhan Mantri Ji for taking our time to meet us. This is a very historical moment for और ये जो ट्रेन है जो कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी तक जोड़ती है इससे ना केवल टूरिज्म बढ़ेगा बट इसके बहुत सारे और भी बेनिफिट्स हैं जैसे एक नेशनल यूनिटी हमारी बढ़ेगी.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर आल्सो लेड द फाउंडेशन स्टोन ऑफ श्री माता वैष्णो देवी इंस्टीट्यूट ऑफ मेडिकल एक्सीलेंस इन कटरा वर्थ ओवर 350 करोड़ रुपीज. इट विल बी द फर्स्ट मेडिकल कॉलेज इन रियासी डिस्ट्रिक्ट कंट्रीब्यूटिंग सब्सटेंशियली टू द हेल्थ केयर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर इन द रीजन इन ए मेजर बूस्ट टू लास्ट माइल कनेक्टिविटी स्पेशली इन बॉर्डर एरियाज. ही ऑल्सो laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various road projects. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Katra.
India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on cultural heritage preservation, a key to reviving India's civilizational pride.
Over the last decade, India's cultural resurgence has unfolded like a vibrant tapestry, rich in heritage, diverse in expression, and confident in global reach. The government has taken significant steps to honor India's true nation builders, ensuring their legacies are preserved and celebrated beyond political lines. Campaigns like Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav, which marked 75 years of independence, celebrated the nation's sacrifices and achievements through cultural and patriotic events held across the country. Long painting memorials, including Pradhan Mantri Sangrahalaya, National Police Memorial, Tribal Freedom Fighter Museum, museums, Bharat Mandapam and the new Parliament building have been transformed into proud symbols of national unity. Under the Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat initiative, events like the Kashi Tamil Sangamam and the record-breaking Mahakumbh 2025, which saw participation from over 66 crore devotees, celebrated unity in diversity. Meanwhile, global events like the Buddhist Summit and the Prakash Parv of the Sikh Gurus reinforce India's spiritual legacy. With participation from over 23 crore people and new world record set in 2024, yoga has become a global movement, positioning India as a global voice for wellness. Ayurveda is also establishing India as a hub for holistic healthcare. Supported by 24 Memoranda of Understanding, Ayush Visas, WHO partnerships and academic chairs worldwide, Ayurveda is gaining international recognition. India has also expanded its presence on the UNESCO World Heritage List, boasting 43 World Heritage Sites and 62 more on the tentative list. In addition, events like the World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit are showcasing India's media and entertainment talent on the global stage. From festivals and yoga to music and art, our culture is now being seen and respected in many countries. Today, India's rich culture is not only shining at home, but also spreading light across the world. Vishnu P.S., Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat Ka Amrit Kaal. Seva, Sushasan, Garib Kalyan Ke 11 Saal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi today received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigour, guided by mutual respect and shared interests as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. The Reserve Bank of India today announced the cut in the policy repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5%. Cash Reserve Ration, CRR, has also been slashed by 100 basis points. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate under the liquidity adjustment facility shall stand adjusted to 5.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate to 5.75%. After its bi-monthly monetary policy meeting, the central bank announced that it has shifted its policy stance from accommodative to neutral. Talking to Akashvani News, economic expert Sushma Ramachandran said the RBI decision has come as a booster shot to the economy.
The decision of the Reserve Bank of India to reduce the repo rate by 50 basis points at one go has come as a kind of booster shot to the economy. The second thing that it has done is to reduce the cash reserve ratio by 100 basis points. These two steps are likely to give a boost to new projects, new investments, and also to people who have taken loans because their EMIs are likely to come down.
Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the week on a firm note, rising nearly 1%, a report.
The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, surged 747 points to close at 82,189. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, also climbed 252 points to settle at 25,003. In the forex market, the rupee today appreciated by 16 paise to end at 85 rupees and 64 paise against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 97,930 rupees per 10 grams, while silver 999 fine was trading at 1,05,890 rupees per kilogram a short while ago. Brent crude was trading at $65.48 per barrel. Niharika Bhuvania for Akashwani News.
Union Minister for Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has hailed the launch of the Umeed Central Portal as a significant step in implementing the Waqf Amendment Act. In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, he emphasized that Umeed Portal is aimed at digitizing Waqf property management and empowering the Muslim community. He added that it will bring efficiency and transparency to Waqf property management, benefiting underprivileged women and children from the community.
आज जब हमने पोर्टल लॉन्च किया तो इसका नाम है उम्मीद सेंट्रल पोर्टल और ये उम्मीद है यूनिफाइड वक्फ मैनेजमेंट एफिशिएंसी एंड एम्पावरमेंट एंड डेवलपमेंट का जो थीम के साथ काम कर रहे हैं इसमें देश में जितना वक्फ प्रॉपर्टी है आज तक जो रजिस्टर्ड है रिकॉग्नाइज्ड है आइडेंटिफाइड है उसका आज से जितना मुतवालीस है उनको कहा गया कि पोर्टल पे अपलोड करना शुरू कर देंगे और 6 महीने का वक्त ने दिया है.
This exclusive interview will be broadcast on 100.1 FM Gold Channel and the entire network of Akashwani at 9:30 PM today as a part of the special series Viksit Bharat Ka Amritkal, Seva, Sushasan, Garib Kalyan Ke 11 Saal. The interview will simultaneously stream on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal termed India's foreign direct investment FDI journey as truly transformational. He was speaking at an investor roundtable through a video message. The minister emphasized that India's FDI success story is a reflection of visionary reforms, policy, clarity, and the global community's trust in India's economic future. The minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to making India the world's most preferred investment destination. The investor roundtable was held in New Delhi yesterday with the participation of over 90 representatives. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of 26/11 Mumbai attacked accused Tahavur Hussain Rana till the 9th of next month. Special Judge Chandrajit Singh passed the order when Rana was produced via video conference before the court following the expiry of his previously granted judicial custody. The Patiala House Court has asked Tihar Jail authorities to file a status report by Monday after Rana's counsel raised his deteriorating health condition. Chief Advisor of the Interim Government of Bangladesh, Dr. Muhammad Yunus, has announced that the country's next national elections will be held in the first half of April next year. Delivering a televised address to the nation on the eve of Eid al-Adha, Dr. Yunus said the Election Commission will provide a detailed roadmap for the elections at an appropriate time. The Chief Advisor added that the government is taking all necessary measures to ensure a favourable environment for the polls. In the French Open men's singles, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain has entered the final after Lorenzo Musetti of Italy retired injured. Second seed Alcaraz defeated 8th seed Musetti 4-6, 7-6, 6-0, 2-0. It will be the second successive French Open final for Alcaraz, who will bid for his fifth major title at the age of 22 on Sunday. In another men's singles semi-final, Yannick Sinner will take on Novak Djokovic tonight. India's campaign at the Indonesia Open Badminton came to an end today as the top-ranked doubles duo of Chirag Shetty and Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy went down to Malaysian pair. And on the eve of Eid al-Zuha, President Draupadi Murmu has extended heartiest greetings and best wishes to all the citizens of the country and Indians abroad, especially the Muslim community. In her message, President Murmu called the festival a symbol of sacrifice, faith and humane values. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates world's tallest railway arch bridge in Jammu and Kashmir. Says youth of the Union Territory made up their mind to give befitting reply to terrorism. Prime Minister Modi to attend G7 summit in Kananaskis receives invitation from his Canadian counterpart. RBI cuts repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5%, slashes cash reserve ratio by 100 basis points. Markets rally after RBI's rate cut announcement. Bangladesh's interim leader Mohammed Yunus announces elections next year. And in French Open tennis, Carlos Alcaraz enters men's singles final. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.